Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
I feel like whenever we do this, when you and I do this, we confess it on the air. When you have a, what am I doing with my life moment?
Okay. What's wrong? What's happening? What's going on?
Last night I started to flip around.
Yeah.
And you know, you settle in on something and then after a while you're like, what am I doing?
100%.
I know.
Yeah.
Can you think of a recent example of when you did that?
I told you last week. It's I was up till like 12:30 doom scrolling, just doing nothing, just doom scrolling, watching stupid videos on my phone. Yeah, it happens all the time. Yep. You get down a rabbit hole and then you can't get out of it. I've got the TV on. I'm not paying a lick of attention to the TV because I'm looking at my phone.
Yep.
Doing stupid stuff.
Yep. Last night, I'm flipping around. I've got Pistons Cavs on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm checking out in the AL or NLCS.
Yeah.
And I settled in on Arkansas State, South Alabama.
On the football game?
Yeah.
Was it a replay?
No.
Okay.
It was Tuesday night. Really Tuesday night Sun Belt. And I'm like, I realized it after probably 45 minutes. And part of it was Butch Jones entertainment because he was blowing a gasket like every other play on the sideline. And given there were a million flags, it was one of the worst football games I've ever watched. But I watched.
But you were committed.
And I watched and I watched until I went.
Oh, I wish people could see that on Twitch or on YouTube. I think
what am I doing? Why am I watching this terrible game? Which Arkansas State came back and won late, but I don't know, dude. I was like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, that's a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. I mean, Kang, that's a moment, right?
Doug misses his kids. It's okay, Doug. It's okay. I mean, you're getting used to this new lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah. I'm replacing void with Sun Belt Tuesday night football. You're not my children, but you'll do. Tuesday night Sun Belt football.
Did you try to FaceTime anybody last night? No?
Yeah.
Did you get rejected? Rejected, did you?
That was a brief conversation. Now that you mention it, it was a very brief conversation. Yeah,
you got rejected a little bit. You lost a face-off with somebody on a FaceTime.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, got to go. It's, so-and-so from the fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
But it was sure nice talking to you, Dad. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon in a ball blue and a marrow moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll get together then. Yeah.
Who is that? Is that Cat Stevens?
No, but the song's Cats in the Cradle.
Who did it? Do you think he had Sunbelt football in mind when he wrote it?
I don't know why I can't think of who sings a damn song. Ugly Kid Joe did the remake in the late 80s.
Well, anyway, long story short, it was a eye-opening moment.
Harry Chapin, somebody says.
Okay.
They start with Harry Vapin.
Wait, what?
It's just fortunate that I know what he meant, but yeah.
Harry Vapin. Do you think Harry Chapin had Tuesday night Sunbelt football on ESPN2 in mind?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what he had in mind.
Well, look, there's a moment for me. Are you Googling it? That's why they made Google. Who sang Cats in the Cradle?
Harry Chapin.
Oh, there you go.
And Ugly Kid Joe.
So tonight or today is National Grouch Day.
Here we go.
Yep. Do you have anybody in your life or anybody that in particular that is your favorite grouch?
I mean, I will. I think that the standard is always going to be, from the time I was a kid, was Oscar the Grouch,
right,
from Sesame Street.
Okay.
I think Oscar the Grouch was my favorite Sesame Street character growing up. More so than Cookie Monster. I mean, they're all great. They're all great in their own way. But Oscar the Grouch was something else, man. Dude was living in a trash can, somehow was making life his own and yet trying to make everybody else miserable too. He had the big eyebrows, green, which I think, you know, because he's envious. That was probably one of those hidden little things that you don't recognize until you're our age. And I just thought of it. Wow, he was green.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Mine was probably the first ever troll. Ernie from Bert and Ernie was the first ever troll.
Ernie was just getting Bert going?
Yeah, he was trolling Bert the whole time. That's
pushing his button.
He's the original troll, at least in my life timeline.
But generally speaking, I don't like grouches. I don't like surrounding my people with anybody like that. If you're going to be a grouch, I just plays don't want to deal with it.
It can play well when it's not in your sphere.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Parks and Recreation. Who was the grouch in that show?
Didn't really watch.
Dang, did you watch Parks and Recreation? I went through a Parks and Recreation. Ron, somebody's got to know it. He was a great grouch.
Oh, Ron. Yeah, I forget his name. I did watch a few episodes. That's a show.
Ron
really
Swanson.
Funny. Yeah,
Ron Swanson on Parks and Recreation was a great grouch.
Who played Ron Swanson?
You want to know? Because I Googled it, so I have it right in front of me.
Yeah.
Do you want the initials? That's usually your game.
Okay. I mean,
N-O.
Nick Offerman?
Yeah. I mean, there's not many N-O's.
No.
But that's still well done. Give me N-O and I'm going to come up with an actor.
Well, you.
Like, I don't know the show. I don't watch really. I think I've watched like two episodes of the show. But nonetheless.
Nick Offerman's funny, man. That guy's hilarious.
Yeah, he can be.
He was a great grouch on Parks and Recreation. Okay. I burned through like 17 episodes of that in 3 days and haven't gone back.
I think there's a fine line between being a grouch and being a complainer.
Well, there's definitely a fine line.
Yeah, the complainer. I don't like the complainer. Right?
Who just complains about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But grouch. I mean, it's like, okay, this person's always unhappy, but why is he always unhappy? Is he complaining about stuff, or is there something underlying? Or something deep?
A grouch usually brings up a good point. But Don, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Don.
How you doing?
What's up?
My favorite grouch, Walter from Jeff Dunham.
I don't know who that is.
Is that Jeff Dunham is a ventriloquist. Is it one of his dummies?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah. He's a pretty good grouch.
Why does it always come up with like Muppets and stuff like that? But I'm thinking like the two old guys in the old Muppets.
Oh, they
show.
Were great. They
those
were
guys
awesome.
Were amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those two guys were awesome, for sure.
Yeah, that's a great example. I just looked down at YouTube. Somebody named Jeff just posted, it's Ron effing Swanson, Doug. Put some respect on his name. My apologies. Yes. Oh, that's funny. 248-539-9797. Straight ahead.
Is this apparently a quote from Ron Swanson?
What?
Clear alcohols are for rich women on diets.
Okay.
That's funny.
I can see him saying that. All right, straight ahead. Tigers, do they get back in? I'll explain it at 11:31. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.